Neat. Hi, my name is Gillian Erskine. My company does, we help piano teachers attract, keep, and teach more students so they can grow their ideal studio that they want and the life they want. The specific situation I need assistance with today is we are doing founders members launch of our membership on 20th of January and with a 3-day open cart. Our plan was to do one event each day as follows. Day one, 2-hour training, how to attract more students in 2021 and grow your ideal piano studio. Release fast action bonus, which is a planner. Day two, 11 a.m. TV show theme, how to keep your students engaged and motivated so they stay. Release another bonus, free piano fundamentals book. Day three, Facebook Live, how to double your income without compromising lesson quality or results. Close cart, 12 midnight. The specific question I want your brilliant idea on today is, what is the best format to use for these sessions to produce sales? As a newbie, what should I be aware of for open cart days, and what are your best tips for open cart days?
Okay, could you just say that question again? Because I felt like I heard three questions.
I think there are three questions.
So just tell us again, real quick, what they are.
What is the best format to use for these sessions to produce sales? As a newbie, what should I be aware of for open cart days? And what are your best tips for open cart days?
Okay, so there are three questions. So we'll just do the best we can with those. Thank you. Thank you, Kim. My question is, do you remember the product launch formula which had open cart was actually after pre-launch content, which was after pre-launch content? Do you remember that? And just say no if you don't. That's okay.
No.
You don't. Okay. Because one of the things that you'll find, like even if I go to Coaching Week was pre-launch content, pre-open cart content that warmed people up and nurtured them and got them to know, like, and trust us before we open the cart. And so my question is, what happens before open cart? What might your pre-launch content be? And the pre-launch content tends to have a particular story arc, which Michelle might want to take us through real quickly because she knows it off the top of her head and I'm likely to forget something. But it has a very specific purpose so that when the doors open, people are ready because they understand the transformation they're going to have. You've already given them something juicy that they've been able to do, and then you've given them the opportunity to work further with you. Okay. So just hold that thought while I go to these hands up and Michelle, you just let me know if you want to say anything when you want to say it. Yeah, okay, great. Yvonne Shepherd.
Okay, so Gillian, I've said this before to others, is with the open cart and the whole time you are trying to get people into your membership, is to just document the days, the numbers, what you did, so that when it's all said and done, and even your feelings, that nervousness, that anxiousness around, you thought sales might be here or there or whatever. Just document as much as you possibly can, because when you do it again, you can go back to that data as it actually is, not as you remember it to be.
Thank you so much. Chantelle.
I really loved what Susie said, Leah. I had two thoughts for you. First was just around it. There's a lot of content in what you've got planned. You might be able to do less with more and focus more on outcomes for them rather than over like teach, teach, and teach. And also, you don't want to fall into the trap of giving away so much that there's then nothing. They're not left wanting anything. If they feel like they've got enough value from the free stuff that they get to the end and go, well, I'm good for a little while. I've got a year's worth of changes and things to work on. I don't need anything else anytime soon. The other thing I was going to say, actually, I think I might have lost it. No, it's gone. I'll let you know if it comes back.
Oh, no worries. Amanda.
Gillian, having just done a launch and then delivered content three times over during open cart, my advice to you is do not do that. First go out the gate, because I found that really difficult. And I was delivering the same content three times over, and I've done four opens. So it's really hard to deliver content and sell at the same time and deal with support requests and any troubleshooting. And your follow-up emails are a bit confusing if you're not planned out, because you've got to talk to people who haven't attended the event a certain way, and then you've got to talk to people who have attended the event and you're selling to a certain way, and it gets really confusing when you've got three different events happening. So to Susie's point, I'd be thinking more about, what am I doing pre-launch? Then I've got one event that is the open, that is the platform opening event, and maybe it's a webinar if that's what you think your people want. Yeah, sure, if it's 2 hours, if that suits them, then you open the doors and then you're selling for 3 days, and then your messaging in those 3 days is all about, what's the fast action bonus? That's gone. What's the second bonus? Here it is. What's the closing bonus? But all you're doing is selling, talking about what they're getting. You're not having to then deliver another hour on another topic and another hour on another topic. It gets really confusing down the track. Yeah. And I'm going to get better at that down the track. But for first go out the gate, that's my suggestion. One open, one sale off one piece of content, and focus on that pre-launch and getting them there to that one event.
So in our coaching week, we stopped teaching on the Friday when we opened the cart. And then the other content was telling stories, handling objections, not more content. Prue.
Hi. So I finished in October and I did my launch. It was 6 days, which probably now in hindsight was a bit long, but I wasn't doing any content selling in that time. I was lucky because I had about 1,400 in my database already, so I wasn't talking to a cold audience. Is your audience, they're already get something of yours, Gillian?
No, well, they get some things, but we're just about to start them getting something from us every week, next week, from next week onwards. Yeah, I got 2,700 on my list. So
okay, so great number. So mine was 1,500, and I got 50 members, and I really didn't push it as probably much as I could have now in hindsight. But so, and I was so busy, and I had a full-time VA luckily at that time, and she was so helpful. So depending on your staff level, I would certainly, yeah, I agree with the others. I wouldn't be doing anything extra, especially as the first one. I didn't do any pre-content stuff ahead of time. I was just using my warm list. So, yeah, that's my experience, and I really probably couldn't have coped with any more than that. So I would definitely agree with the others. Don't do too much. Keep it simpler, and maybe, you know, you'll probably have, with your audience you've already got, you're likely to convert, depending on how many you're after for your first one.
I'd love 50, but I just put, you know, this is my upper limit thing. I'm worried about being disappointed again. So 10, 12, 20. 20 had been a nice minimum.
Okay. So, yeah, that's all. I'm just saying, on my experience, I was just full on. I was actually doing the mastermind monthly thing at the time. And one of the events, I really couldn't concentrate, because you have to be constantly watching your emails, and people are sending queries because they already know you, because they already trust you. So they're going to ask questions. So you're going to need to factor in time for that. Plus, if you have client work as well, it's just really, really busy. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Michelle?
Yeah, plus one to a lot of what's been said, especially Amanda, and just like, she's fresh off this experience. So heed what she says. So just follow the campaign framework that we gave you today. So Prue just asked the magic question, how many people do you want? Because that will help you to understand, if you want 20 people, you do not need to create a product launch formula, big thing. You can probably get that with the list that you have and the people that have already been watching your TV show and all of the work that you've been doing. So I think you would still want to do some pre-launch content, some just building some buzz. That could simply be a couple of emails and maybe a Facebook Live, just like it's, there's something really special coming. I'm going to let you know on Monday. I've been working on it secretly behind the scenes. Here's a sneak peek, and send them some obscure photo or something. And then another follow up, and then maybe a Facebook Live. It's all going to happen tomorrow. Watch out for the email with the subject line, blah, 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 at 9 a.m. And trust me, the people that see the link first are going to get the best reward. And then that email comes out and you open cart with the fast action bonus, which I know you said is the planner. And I realize you've got a membership, so you know, you just really want to make that look exciting, because the thing that I'm concerned about is that that isn't a wow enough bonus, and I may be wrong about that, but it's like what can you do, or how can you build up that planner so it's just like, oh my gosh, I have to have this. This is like every piano teacher must have this because of this, this, and this. Like really, really work on displaying the value of that bonus. Make it highly, highly desirable, because that's the trick. That's what a fast action bonus needs to be. It's like, I've got, you know, until midnight tonight, everybody that orders is going to get one of these. It's valued at X. It has this piece in it. This is how I use it. Like really make it hot. Did I say follow the framework already? Follow the framework, like, you know, just like really get clear, make sure you're really clear on that. Keeping it simple with your open cart, exactly what Susie said, do not teach after you've open cart. It's all just about now overcoming objections, reminding them of the bonus, reminding of the deadline. And so you'll have your fast action bonus. Then you'll have maybe something, is it 3 days you're thinking of the open cart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the second day, I would consider doing something like a live stream with some piano teachers who've used your services, and how important, what a big difference it made, and like ask them questions that you know are objection questions. And then the last day, it's all about, this is all about to go away, you know, countdown, and send multiple emails on that last day. You can send more than you think you can, especially on the last. But the problem solution dance, you have to nail that. Why are they going to be attracted to your webinar, or whatever the thing is you create as your platform to make your sale and deliver your content? And then why, what is the new problem at the end of that that's going to make them want the studio?
Thank you, Michelle. That's our time. We're going to take Chantel.
I just wanted to bring back on the content front. When I followed Ryan's framework that Michelle did at their last 2 day, even if you decide not to do the webinar, there's some, probably some stuff in that recording that's really valuable that will stop you overteaching. So if you re-listen to that, because I was teaching so much in The Real Secret, and when I changed the content from teaching to around the mistakes, and there's a couple of key phrases that even if you don't use the webinar, you should use those key phrases. Like one of them is, the reason more people don't get these results with their students is. That would be really helpful, and that might just pull, if you follow those steps, it will just pull you back from giving too much. It certainly worked for me.
Thank you. I would love to see you, the campaign for this. Again, like, how would you apply the campaign thinking to this launch? Because you've got a part of it, which is, I'm going to be open for 3 days and here are my bonuses and here's what I'm doing. Have you built out the campaign yet?
Nope.
Yeah. So I would mud map it using the flow charts, have a look at some of the examples that we've even shown you here today. Here's how they're going to come in. This is the experience they're going to have. Thinking about what that pre-launch content might be, that teaser campaign that Michelle talked about, and follow the structure. And you'll see that what, like, the 3 day open is as important as what happens beforehand. What happens beforehand is as important as the open cart. And remembering that your open cart is a campaign within a bigger campaign, which is launching the membership. And launching the membership includes all the worms in all parts of that campaign. So I would love to see you map out, this is what I'm thinking of doing, and then we can identify, okay, well, you're going to need some emails here, or maybe you do some Facebook Lives there. Mm-hmm. So it's a launch is a big campaign. It's a big campaign, and you've got everything it takes to do it because you're already doing some of those things. It's just a matter of stringing them together in a campaign kind of way, which is what I think is the only part that's new to you. Because I know that if we say, okay, in the webinar, teach these five things, you are like off and running and you will follow the structure and you will do it and you will nail those results. It's just that you don't, you have some gaps in your thinking around a launch campaign. That's all. So we want to help you fill in those gaps. So the sooner you can start to map out your campaign, the sooner we're going to be able to help you think that through and fill in some of those gaps. You're awesome. Thank you, everybody.